This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you so much for joining for another episode of Inside MSide, the podcast for all things Morningside. I'm excited about this episode here today. The opportunity to talk with two amazing people, one returning back to campus and one who is doing amazing things every day on this campus. So thank you so much. My name is Alex Waters. I'm the Director of Alumni Engagement. It's great to be here with you. And we have Lorenzo as well as Stacy. Alex, I'll let you both introduce yourself, your title, and kind of what brings you here on campus right now.
All right, first. I'll start. I'm Lorenzo Sandoval, and I am currently artistic director with a little company that I have formed called the Iowa Shakespeare Experience, and we're based in Des Moines. Apart from doing that, where we, by the way, do Shakespearean and other classic theater in central Iowa, besides doing that, I also teach. I taught at the community college in DMAC in Des Moines, Des Moines Area Community College, and also Upper Iowa University and Grandview and other places in central Iowa. So it really keeps me busy. And then another thing I'm doing is trying to be as in touch with my playwriting self as possible. And my friends here at Morningside College have really, really they've been giving me some very enriching experiences.
Yeah, some of which I can't wait to unpack today. I appreciate that teaser, Lorenzo. That was good right there. Because it has been great to have you back in multiple capacities and really just blessing this campus with some of your gifts. So
thank you very much.
Welcome, and thank you so much. Stacy, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Stacy Alex, and I am an assistant professor of Spanish here at Morningside College in the Department of Humanities. And I am so lucky to have Lorenzo Sandoval here to talk with my students, because in addition to teaching Spanish and culture, I also teach a class called Latino Communities in the U.S. And so we talk a lot about history, we talk a lot about culture and literature, we read some theater. And so it was amazing for Lorenzo to bring those topics to life, right? And not only from his perspective of having grown up in the Quad Cities, living in Des Moines, right, and being connected with those Latino communities, but also having been a former student at Morningside, right? That was huge for students to really think about our own Latino communities here.
Yeah, which I think is a great starting point, right? So Lorenzo, bring us back. You were a student here for some time. Talk to me about that experience. One question I always love to tee off is, you know, what brought you to Morningside? So if you can speak a little bit to that and what your experience was like here.
Well, I'll tell you, it was... And this is something to keep in mind. It was an inspirational professor. What had happened was there was a professor by the name of Fred Walter, and he was teaching at Black Hawk Community College in Moline, Illinois. Now, that's where I attended my first year of college, and I was involved in theater. And he happened to be there, and... he knew that he was going to be taking on a job of being faculty on the speech and theater faculty here at Morningside.
Really?
And so he had inspired me and a couple of other people who were my friends as well, very involved in theater. And he said, you know, I'm going to be going up to Morningside. You got to think about coming up there.
Yeah.
And what that meant to me was like crossing the state. Like crossing the ocean is what that felt like to me. Like it just seemed
a whole new world.
Yeah, from the Quad Cities. That back then it was about at least six hours away, but made the trek. I remember visiting the campus is very important.
Yeah,
and I visited in 1970 when I visited the campus, saw it. I liked the theater department. I liked the people attached to the theater department. And so I said, yep, I'm coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I did. I was here in 70 and 71. And it was tremendous. They gave me some opportunities. I think one of my all-time favorite plays that I was in was Rashomon. I still remember that. And I played the lead role of Tajomaru. I was a Japanese bandit. at that time. And I played other roles as well. It was just really a marvelous, marvelous time. One thing I will say, courtesy of that experience and then fast forwarding to now, the growth here with the number of buildings, your majors, yeah. Morningside U, not just Morningside College, all of that,
yeah.
That has really, really impacted me. It made quite an impression on me. But anyway, yes, I was here in 70, 71. Ultimately, I went to pursue a theater in the Twin City area. I ultimately went back to the Quad City area, and that kicked off a career. I tell people I fell into human services, and human services, very specifically for me, was serving migrant and seasonal farm workers, many of them who were Latinos and Latinas, and these would be the farm workers who would come to, well, first of all, in Illinois, where I worked first in human services, and they would do the crops there, the yeah. harvesting and cultivation. Yeah. And then when I moved here to Iowa, I continued that same work, all told about 22 years. And that gave me an interesting lens, perspective, if you will, on community involvement, community services, empowerment of communities.
And just the overall culture and integration yeah. of communities. Yeah,
it was an amazing experience. So when I had a chance to talk to your class, I was actually able to touch on that part of my life, my career. So the 22 years is not, you know, insignificant. But then later, I kind of switched gears. I ultimately fell into theater again, and got my graduate degree, my MFA in playwriting, Playwrights Workshop at University of Iowa. By the way, let me also say this. People have said to me, when I first thought about pursuing playwriting, I was thinking about places on the East Coast or the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And somebody pointed out to me, do you realize what we have here in this state? We have great programs here, phenomenal programs.
Yeah.
Stay in Iowa. And I did.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
and
no
he won't say this about himself, but I do want to mention that his work in human services has been recognized by our governor, right? He's been awarded time and time again for that work. So it's made a huge impact on our migrant population.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's just such powerful work and just powerful stories to tell. I think about what you were talking about. I mean, whether it's the playwright or the work that you're doing in the human services realm, I mean, all of these things, it's just, it's making such a difference. And especially wearing the hat of professor, right? Being able
yes.
to be in the classroom and having the conversations with those students and imparting some of that knowledge, or at least just inspiring them to think differently about their education and the world around them, right? I have to imagine that's pretty fulfilling.
It is very fulfilling. Now, okay, so it's, if you count the years, if you did the math, yeah, so that, it was about 50 years ago that I was here as a student, so I'm kind of up there in age, and so right now I'm doing...
Oh, in experience. Yeah, in experience.
So I've been doing adjunct teaching at various colleges, and so my wife has said, time to pull back, time to retire, and I don't want to. It's very hard for me to do that
yeah.
because I really enjoy... the classroom experience, the, Socratic method of dialogue, if you will, learning through exchange of ideas. I mean, I enjoy that a lot. And I want to do that as long as I'm capable of doing that.
Surely.
Yeah.
Well, we benefit greatly from that drive. That's for sure. Stacey, you were going
to
say something.
I just wanted to also mention that representation is so important, right? How many Latino professors do we have right now in Iowa, right? Mm-hmm. And this is something I really like to share with all of my classrooms, right, is that every child deserves to see themselves represented yeah. in their institutions, right, including education, but also including the arts. And so the play that Lorenzo is putting on right now is called Juanito and His Tales.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to talk about this
no,
as well. But,
no, I know. We'll get to that. But
yeah,
go
I just want to say that representation is so important, right, because we know that our youth is becoming more and more diverse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in terms of language, right? And Lorenzo is infusing a bilingual dialogue into his work, right? And for the kids to see that, it's really incredible. Their eyes just light up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they understand that their language and culture matter and they're
yep.
valued.
And that someone's embracing that
yeah.
mm-hmm. and yeah. championing that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, my babies are growing up bilingual, and so they're going to get to see his work at Irving Elementary today.
Yes.
And they got to see it last night, and it's
which
it's,
is exciting as a dual language school right here in Sioux City. I think that's really exciting too. Mm-hmm.
If I could just piggyback on that, if it's all right to bring
Please.
It in, but with the development of Juanito and his tales, which I've had the privilege to bring here, and we workshopped it, and we did a reading of it, if you will, but we had a reading with Moo.